For over 40 years, Sandpoint Superdrug has always looked for ways to make your life easier. And now Superdrug offers point-of-care testing. This means that you can walk in anytime for a strep or influenza test. Their pharmacist will perform the test, and you can walk out with a prescription and or over-the-counter needs in about 20 to 30 minutes. Caught early, these infections can be treated and complications can be avoided. Blood glucose and cholesterol testing is also available. Stop in today. Sandpoint Superdrug on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint.
Need groceries but don't have time to shop? The folks at Super One and Sandpoint say, save time, shop online. It's easy and convenient. Just go to superonefoods.net, place your order, and set the time that you'd like to pick it up. A Super One personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and will bring them out to you at one of the parking spaces reserved just for online customers. It's that simple. Try it today. Go to superonefoods.net for online shopping for Super One and Sandpoint. Save time, shop online.
Back at U High, and second quarter just about ready to get underway here on KSBT. Time for the Jalapenos Cafe. For the finest Mexican food on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint, open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner at Jalapenos. And the stat that matters, maybe not at zero, but every other stat owned by U High. 7 first downs, 113 yards of total offense, including 63 on the ground. The Bulldogs, on the other hand, have run a grand total of 6 plays for 18 yards and just 1 first down. Yes, it is. That's the telltale tape right there, Chris. And the defense has been on the field an awful lot in this first half. So, second down here at about 6 yards at the Bulldog 8-yard line. Tight formation, just one receiver out to the right. Looks like a running formation. But it's this formation, they've run the bootleg out of a couple of times. They put a man in motion to the far side and hand it off that direction. Not much happening. Good tackle right in the middle of the line that time by Garrett Cox, who's in on defense. Short gain of one. It's going to be third down and about 5. Boy, good nose for the football there by Garrett Cox, who sees the play right away. And coming in from that strong 53-safety position, Chris comes up and fills the hole and makes a nice stop. So we've got a third down, and this is where the Titans have bogged down on third down in the Bulldogs' end of the field more than a couple of times so far. And off up the middle, not much doing. Bulldogs snuff it out again, and it's going to bring up a fourth down and 5. Boy, Brandon Casey can't just collapse that left side of that, or the right side of that offensive line, and just plows through and then able to wrap up the running back for no gain on the play. So I wonder if this means they're going to try another field goal. One would imagine on fourth down and 4 from the 6-yard line they'd go for it, but no, they're going to settle for 3. So if the Bulldogs are able to come out of this first quarter plus with just 3 points given up, that would be a real boost. That field goal is up, and it is good. We've got 10:54 left here in this first half, and finally a score, 3-0 in favor of University. The scoring update brought to you by Ivana's Restaurante. Bulldog owned and operated for over 30 years, and a proud supporter of Bulldog sports. Coming up in a little while, we'll have our Mountain West Bank halftime show. We'll check in with ABC News. We'll have our Sayers Jewelers Player of the Game from last week. We'll also bring you an in-depth Jalapenos stat page. We'll break down and give you a little synopsis of some of the other Bulldog sports that have been going on over the past 7 days and what's to come this weekend, otherwise known as This Week in Bulldog Sports. And, we'll break down what happened in the first half. And right now the Bulldogs, even though they've not gotten anything going on offense, Jay, if they can put together a drive here, all of that will be forgotten.
Well, I tell you what, yes, the Titans look like they're the team that already has a game under their belt. I think this is University's opening game.
Is that correct?
Correct. And, the Titans coming out here acting like they've already played a game, and the Bulldogs acting like this is their first time on the field. So, they need to just kind of calm down here, relax, and get back to the basics and some of these playmakers need to start making the plays.
So getting set to kick it away is Curtis Drews. Kick is going to be taken at the 7-yard line by Christian Niemela. Niemela looking to get to the outside stutter step, and he returns to the 20, and that's where the Bulldog offense will take over at the 20-yard line, first and 10. Bulldogs looking to get the offense on track after coming out last week, putting up 28 in the first half, and then he'd shut out in the second half.
Yeah,
if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So they're working on 3 scoreless quarters at this point.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some university coaches last week down with the Bulldogs.
Yeah,
we're doing so. They came out here with a little bit of a defensive game plan. So, but yeah, the Bulldogs. Let's get this offense rolling here. It's been a while since you know put the points on the board.
Hand up the middle and absolutely nothing doing. As met in the backfield as soon as he picked up the ball with Garrett Cox on the carry. They're going to mark him for a loss of 3. And the offensive line was bowled over on that one.
Well, yeah, I tell you what, they were going backwards as they had brought everybody through those gaps. Nothing happened there for Cox.
So second and long for the Bulldogs. Back to pass, Pettit looking, throwing. He's got a man, it's caught. It's, I believe, Max Steelbar, who's going to make a catch and get almost to first down yardage. And then there's a flag down at the 15, right in the wrong spot if you're a Bulldogs fan, I think. Unless there was a late hit on the quarterback. Nope, that's going to be a hold against the Bulldogs. Wipe that one off the books. And that's going to put the Bulldogs in a serious hole here back towards their own end zone.
Yeah, I didn't see who that was on, Chris. Really no need. It's no pressure on Jackson. He's able to sit back there and look downfield to make a nice throw to Max Steelbar, who kind of worked on the inside and cut out towards the sideline and the ball in the money. But this puts him in a deep, serious deep second long.
Yeah, second and 22 for the Bulldogs. Back to pass Pettit, looking, rolling, still. Now he turns, and he throws it down into the middle of the – and he's going to be charged with – intentional grounding, that might be a safety. He just looked, and ran right down and threw it right into the ground, right at his feet. No receiver within a very long ways. The officials are now talking it over in the end zone.
You know, Chris, it looks like Jackson got, he rolled out to it and got outside of the pocket, out of that, you know, that area, and then worked his way back into it. So it'd be interesting to see what they call here, right? Unless the ball didn't get up back to the line of scrimmage.
Yep, it's going to be a safety. The Bulldogs called for intentional grounding, and I don't think the ball did get back to the line of scrimmage. So put 2 more on the board for University, 5-0. And the offensive woes tonight here in the Spokane Valley continue for the Bulldogs, who have yet to generate 20 yards of offense in this contest. 9:55 left here in the first half, and now 5-0 in favor of U-High.
Yeah, U-High defense showing their speed, too. It looks like Jackson was going to try to get to the outside, but that linebacker closed pretty quick there and forced it back up in the middle. But, big play by that U-High defense, Chris. See if these Bulldogs can't get rolling here. Come up with a big stop here on this next defense possession and get that offense, help the offense out a little bit.
So let's see here. Bulldogs getting set to kick it away. Bulldogs going from left to right and not going very far right here in the second quarter so far. Dusk in Spokane, a beautiful evening, hardly a cloud in the sky now, moon shining to the south, and 5-0 in favor of U-High, and time for the Bulldogs. I'll say right now it's just coming, I think offensively it comes down, they got to figure out a way to get some blocks.
Yeah.
You can have all the fancy schemes in the world you want, but you can't block the guy in front of you, it makes it tough. Kick comes and is taken at the 30-yard line, picked up there on the free kick and then knocked down at the 36, make it about the 38-yard line. They'll say slip, the returner for U-Hi, number three, Larry Kennedy. So back on offense, U-Hi, Bulldog defense, which frankly has done a pretty good job to limit the damage so far, having been on the field almost the entirety of the first half.
Yes, they have done a good job, Chris, but now is their time that we need a big stop here. Quick three and out. Let's get that offense back on the field.
Yes, in field position, that is a little more advantageous because the Bulldogs haven't had the ball. I don't think they've had the ball outside of their own 25 so far in the contest tonight, save for the one turnover. Back to pass, Morse looking. He's going to run. He gets hit. Doesn't go down. Nobody wraps him up. And he gets another 3-4 yards, and then a flag at the very end comes in.
Yeah, number 40, Christoph's coming up there, you know, as a linebacker, and he just kind of throws his shoulder into the quarterback, and quarterback just spins off of him and is able then to get downfield and pick up some positive yards on the play. But Christoph's got to come up there, put his helmet on him, and wrap up and take him to the ground.
So we'll see what the penalty is about. I'm afraid it's going to be a personal foul against the Bulldogs, the way it came and the way the Bulldogs are marking. So personal foul against the Bulldogs. So Sandpoint, along with being an even-gun offense so far, has been prone to penalties that we can say are at best ill-timed. And this penalty is going to put the ball all the way down to the Bulldog at 43-yard line.
I can see Coach Knowles over there. He's not too happy with that call. That happened right in front of the coach at the bench there, and he's giving the line judge there a little piece of his mind, I guess, but not too happy about that call.
So first and 10, hand up the middle. Big hole, lots of running room, first down yards and more. Down inside the 35 to the 32. That's going to be a gain of about 12. Once again, for the running back on the play, Kobe Gilbert.
Boy, he hit that hole quick, Chris, and there was a nice little gap for him to get through, and it wasn't until he got 10 yards downfield that finally the safety, I didn't get the number there, came up and was able to make the catch.
So first and 10 once again, and then the whistles blow. They're trying to get the yard marker set. They finally get that taken care of. So officials put the ball back in play, and here comes U-Hi on offense. Morse. Titans are clad as if they were Florida State. There's a hand up the middle. Not much happening, and a helmet loss again. That's the second time tonight that Kobe Gilbert has come out of a play sans helmet. And not really optimal if you're a football player for your helmet to be coming off.
Oh, we got a flag on the field here, Chris, too. Looks like this might be the first flag against U-Hi here.
Yeah, well, you got to throw in once in a while. It's going to be a procedure call. So that's going to wipe off the play, make it first down and 15 with 9:11 left here in this first half of play. Bulldogs are going to get off the schneid offensively. Defensively, they've done a fine job so far, but the offense has not gotten untracked in this first half. Here comes U-Hi up to the line. Two wide near side, otherwise tight formation. Gilbert behind Morse. They hand it off. No, new running back in, 32, and he gets stuffed. Maybe the line plus one. That's going to be number 32 for U-Hi, Bryson Moore. After the helmet came off, Moore came in for the running back Gilbert. So second down now, 14 after the gain of one. I'd say overall the Bulldogs' interior line so far on defense has held up pretty well.
Decent job. You know, they've done a decent job.
Take handoff, roll out, and nothing doing. But the quarterback escapes another tackle, throws it away. The official on the sideline was clearly open.
There comes the intentional grounding there, Chris.
I
didn't make it back to the line of scrimmage.
No, he didn't make it back to the line of scrimmage. Pick it up. Let's see. Or what are they going to call here? They're going to call intentional grounding or roughing the passer, one of the two. The way they're pointing, it looks like it's going to be intentional grounding. So what's good for the Bulldog is also good for the Titan when it comes to intentional grounding. Of course, this doesn't come with any points because it didn't happen in the end zone.
Should be a loss of down, too, right?
Should be. So we should be looking at third down. And whew, quite a few for the old Titans here. About 28. Scoreboard says 26, so, you know, round that up one. Third and long for the Titans. That time the rollout, Bulldogs had it snuffed out nicely. Back to pass, Morrissey's going deep. He's got a man out there, but it's picked. Christian Niemelä with the pickoff. And if he could have ducked a little bit, he might have been able to run for a long time. Ooh. Pretty much as good as a punt if you're U-High, as the Bulldogs will take over on the 22-yard line.
Yeah, great job, Chris, by name. He reached the quarterback. A long throw down the middle of the field, but he's able to get over there. And I tell you, just the receiver got just enough contact on Christian to knock him to the ground. But if he kept his feet, that would have been a nice return for him.
Yeah, he would have had a lot of real estate to cover. So 8:05 left first half. Bulldogs down 5-0. And if you're a university, do you start getting nervous that you've dominated the whole game, but yet you only have 5 points up on the board?
Yeah, you think so. The defense played pretty well for university so far. So
there's a handoff, pitch up the middle. And again, not much doing as the tackle actually comes from the backside of the play. And even though the blocking up front was pretty good, not much happening. Gain of 2, 2nd and 8 coming up after Cox gets the short gain on first down.
Yeah, it just took a long time to develop, Chris, as the pressure coming from the far side here, or our near side, but he's able to track him down from behind.
So Bulldogs shift Cox almost next to Pettit, takes the handoff, throw the screen. It's caught way in the backfield, and that's not going anywhere. And offensive coordinator Jeremy Thielbar, not too happy with something on that far side, as that screen pass, the pass was thrown a good 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage, got a couple out of it, but it's going to be 3rd down and 9 after the loss.
Yeah, it's not what the coach had dialed up.
So wasn't how it was diagrammed off the chalkboard? Yeah. So back to pass Pettit, looking, throwing. He's got a man. It is incomplete, trying to get it to Christian Niemelä. So the Bulldogs will once again face a 3-and-out. And they'll have to punt it away with 6:49 left in this first half. We've got the Mountain West Bank Halftime Show coming up in just a little while. This scoring update brought to you by Ivano's Restaurante, Bulldog-owned and operated for over 30 years, and a proud supporter of Bulldog sports.
I tell you what, this Titan secondary doing a great job just manning up on their guys. And he was just unable to get open and making it tough on Jackson to get on the ball.
High punch short. Needs a Bulldog bounce. And it takes a neutral bounce, and that ball doesn't get to midfield. About a 22-yard net punt there for the Bulldogs. And once again, it's UI with the football on the Bulldogs' side of the field, which has pretty much been the theme of the first half. The game has been played nearly entirely on the Bulldogs' side of the field.
Yeah, this offense is unable to get going, Chris. I think, you know, the defense did a great job this last series, able to bottom up, get a quick 3-and-out. They can't do that again.
So U-High back on offense. Morse. Lone back behind him. 3 wide. Back to pass. Morse. He throws it out in the flat. It's caught. It's going to be a short gain as the tackle is put on immediately by Jack Benefield coming from his backer position. Gain of 4. 2nd and 6 on the way.
Yeah, just a lot of cushion over there. Yeah. It's a pretty easy, you know, fast throw. You know, Harrison's giving him a lot of room. 12 yards, and he's cut it off to about 5 yards, and the quarterback goes through, and you can't pick up a couple yards after that.
So 2nd down, now 6. Up to the line of scrimmage, U-High, 3 wides, and the 1 back. Hand off to that back, up the middle, stiff Sutter steps delay, and he's got a first down and more across the 35. So that's going to be a gain of pretty much 9. And for another first down for Juhai. Juhai already with 10 first downs in this contest, 6 on the ground, 3 in the air, and 1 by penalty.
Yeah. Yeah, they're able to pick up some big yards up the middle of periodically, Chris, and the Bulldogs maybe splitting their way out of that base and giving the Titans running back some room to run.
So at the 34-yard line, Morse back looking again, just throws a simple out, but one hops it to his receiver, and it's incomplete, and it's going to be 2nd and 10.
Yeah, again, Harrison out there just giving the receiver a ton of room. Really easy, just a poorly thrown football right here by the Titan quarterback.
Yeah, the receiver still, as the ball bounced to him, was pretty much by himself. And then Sandpoint defensive back now only about 8 yards. 2nd down, hand up the middle, and this one is snuffed out. Loss on the play, and a nice job.
Tag Benefield
also in there for the Sandpoint Bulldogs. Helping out on that tackle was Sam Puckett again. So Puckett making his presence felt, and another 3rd and long coming for Juhai.
Yeah, this could be 2-down territory for the Titans, Chris. If they're to pick up maybe 4 or 5 yards on this play, you can see them possibly going for it in that.
Well, considering how anemic the Bulldog offense has been in this first half and how dominant their D has been, that wouldn't surprise me. Back to pass again on the rollout. Pass is incomplete. Nice pressure put on by Sam Puckett once again. So 4th down and 12, and no yardage gained means the Titans are going to play field position.
There you go, Chris. I got a good job by Sam Puckett. Boy, I tell you what, able to get off his block as he's playing that left defensive end, Chris, and then as the quarterback tries to skate out to the right, he turns on the burners and forces that throw to come out a little low and just outside of the receiver who was open, who had opportunity to catch the ball. But again, good job by Sam Puckett.
So in to kick it away to do the punting duties, Curtis Drews, Bulldogs, one receiver back deep, standing at about the 7-yard line, high snap, kick is away, and it's a good one end over end, and it's going to bounce, and it's going to roll inside the 10 down to about the 8-yard line with 4:30 left in the first half. Bulldogs will take over once again on offense. Only 92 yards to go to a 7-5 lead.
There you go. Well, it's been a while since the Bulldogs offense has put any points on the board, Chris. This is a good time to do it right now.
This would be a great time. You know, it's interesting. Last week, the Bulldogs came out, went down 14-0, had some explosive plays, you know, got some things going. And then in the second half, it just kind of looked like this half offensively, where the line, the defensive line for the opponent has really controlled the line of scrimmage and made it really difficult. Fake handoff now, pass batted down at the line of scrimmage. Fake the tag Benefield up the middle and then trying to get it to Max Steelbar in the slot. And it was knocked down by one of the defensive linemen, 2nd and 10 coming up.
Yeah, big number 70 there. By the Titans, 6'5". He gets his big nips up there and is able to bat it back towards the end zone. But just nothing really going Bulldogs' way right now.
2nd down. Headed. Looks like Titans are bringing the blitz. They do. Headed on the run. He's going to be sacked. Didn't feel it coming from the backside. And he is sacked. It's back inside the 5-yard line by number 1. Elias Rowland, and it's going to be 3rd down, and Bulldogs looking for room to punt.
I tell you, I like what the Titans are doing defensively. They're going to bring the pressure, go man up on the receivers, and force Jackson to get rid of the ball quicker than he wants to. And again, just nothing happening for the Bulldogs, but the wide receiver is unable to get open.
So 3rd and long, Bulldogs hoping to get at least something so they can get a respectful punt off. Running the wheel route, it's picked, intercepted, and returned for a touchdown. Nothing doing for the Bulldogs on offense. Intercepted and returned for a touchdown by Ethan Gillespie. And just like that, it is now 11-0 in favor of University. And that play wasn't happening from the get-go.
Boy, I just, threw the ball. Coach Steelbar dialing it up there and just said, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're going to try to get some yardage. And, again, the receiver doesn't turn around on that wheel and doesn't see the football. And the ball just throwing out there. And the Titan player makes a nice ball on the ball, nice play and returns it for the touchdown.
Extra point is, I don't think it's good. No, low and skewed to the left. And so 11-0, 3:35 left here in this first half of play. And if the Bulldogs could get something going on offense, get right back into this game. We'll find out if they can after this timeout here on KSPT and Rock 103.
Hey there, it's me, Bugsy. You know, the bug. I'm hiding out again because Northern States Pest Control put a hit out on me. You believe it? Me, lovable guy I am. Anyways, today I'm here on behalf of ants, specifically carpenter ants. From the Latin, campo notus annoius. Yeah, they annoy me too. But what country is this? What, no arrest? No trial? Northern States Pest Control just comes by your home and eliminates them. I mean completely. Gone. Kaput. No more ants. I'm considering a filibuster. And they don't kill just ants, neither. Spiders, silverfish, anything, cockroaches, it doesn't matter. Plus even rodents. They're a complete home care company. Northern States Pest Control. They're bad news for bugs like me. Here they come. I gotta get out of here. Call Northern States Pest and Weed Control at 208-265-9619 for all your pest problems.
We're back here. Chris Chatfern, Jay Vandenberg along with you on KSPT. Short kick bounces, and it's going to be one-handed by Christian Niemela at the 20. And he fights his way forward, still on his feet, out to about the 29. Wow. Had to let it bounce because it was a short kick, and then it took a gigantic bounce, and he went up and one-handed it.
Yeah, ooh. Yeah, Chris is a pretty good athlete.
Yes, he is.
He had a little problem, some drops here at camp earlier in the summer, Chris, but it looks like those hands are back, and he's made a couple big catches last week on some great throws from Jackson Bennett. And, that play right there, just one-handed snag, and he gets hit right when he gets the ball, but he shows a little toughness there and is able to pick about 10, 12 yards on that return.
So the Bulldogs have it at the 30, 11-0. Don't get that score in a football game too often. Here we are, Bulldogs, looking to get some momentum on the ground. Headed, keeps it on the quarterback keeper, and he's going to get three, which qualifies, unfortunately, in this first half for the Bulldogs as one of their top plays on offense.
Yeah, but again, Jackson's a real strong runner too, Chris, and they've been keying off on Garrett Cox in the backfield. It's a good call right there to get Jackson the keeper in a nice hole off to the left side.
So second and seven, take hand off to Cox, Pettit looking, throwing. He's got a man, it's Niemela to the outside. He's at the 40. He's out at the 42, and they're gonna catch the Titans for roughing the passer. That pass was well gone. So the Bulldogs get a first down. They're out to the 42, and they should get their first foray into Titan territory once the penalty is tacked on. And a nice job by Jackson to sort of step around the block in front of him and sidearm that one out to Christian, dragging across the field.
Oh, absolutely, Chris. Again, some pressure coming. Titan defense really bringing a lot of pressure, and the Bulldogs struggling holding their blocks. But able to kind of hoop that arm around and get through the big defender and know exactly where his receiver's going to be. So a great catch and run by their Jackson and Christian.
Well, the Bulldogs are down to the 44-yard line of University, and I would dare say that should the situation arise and it not be too long of a situation, the Bulldogs probably in four-down territory here with their best offensive position. Now we're going to have 5 free yards. That's coming on the blitz that time for University. Once again, number one, starting outside linebacker, Elias Rowland, and he was, I'd say, 2 steps into the Bulldog backfield, and they hadn't snapped it yet.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. And, he's brought some pressure. They've been throwing that blitz from that slot corner, you call it, or strong safety, and he's been bringing a lot of pressure from that side, but that side needs to stop.
fake handoff, and they throw it out to Larson. Larson breaks a couple tackles. He's got enough for a first down, and then he's stacked up. They don't actually get him to the ground, and he's still on his feet. But forward progress stopped, but another first down for the Bulldogs, and that's going to get down to the 32. And the Bulldogs, with their best offensive possession of the night so far, looking a little crisper here. And like you said last time, Jackson Pettit doing a pretty good job on this possession of getting the ball out quick.
Getting out of there quick, Chris. So nice ball to his receiver. Good opportunity to make a play after the catch.
Trips to the near side. In for the Bulldogs. Number 84 for standpoint, Jeremiah Burkamp. He's split out wide. Niemela on the far side. Elijah in the slot. There's a pass. They're going for Niemela in the end zone. And he's got the ball. And it is a Bulldog. Oh, they say he dropped it in the touchdown. Yes, he held on to it. And the Bulldogs, like we talked about earlier, you've been dominated for the first, 25 minutes of the game here, just about. And then all of a sudden, one play later, you're right back in the ball game.
Back into it. Yeah, Chris, they were able to string a couple, kind of get a little bit of rhythm on offense, throw a couple of nice plays together, a couple first downs, and then, again, the Titans gambling on that one-on-one press coverage out there on Christian. And that time the Bulldogs seeing something they like, and Christian's able to beat the guy to the outside and over the top. And Jackson takes a nice throw down the field and into the end zone for that long touchdown play, Chris.
So the Bulldogs, with an extra point, can pull within four, and then we've got timeout on the field.
Timeout.
Could, with the score 11-6, and it's way too early to be chasing points. Oh, it's University who calls timeout. So we'll do the same. We'll be back on KSBT and Rock 103 with the Bulldogs down five. The extra point pending after this on KSBT and Rock 103.
Hi, this is Jim Pierce with Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. Our big September sell down is in full swing. Great selection of used vehicles, price to move with the big sale tags in every vehicle. If you're looking for new, we have the best prices you're going to find anywhere. Save thousands and thousands of dollars right now. Trade-ins are no problem. 0% financing up to 72 months. Stop on down and see us. And remember, we're the home of the 1995 oil change. Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. You make the drive, I'll make the deal.
Need groceries but don't have time to shop? The folks at Super One in Sandpoint say, save time, shop online. It's easy and convenient. Just go to superonefoods.net, place your order, and set the time that you'd like to pick it up. A Super One personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and will bring them out to you at one of the parking spaces reserved just for online customers. It's that simple. Try it today. Go to superonefoods.net for online shopping for Super One in Sandpoint. Save time, shop online.
We are back at University. Chris Chapman, Jay Vandenberg along with you, and our celebrity stat man, Merrick Bach, who is recovering from an ankle injury and kind enough to join us and help us out in the booth tonight. Extra point kick is up, and it is good. No, it's no good. They say missed off to the left into the dark night, so I was surmising based on the niceness of the look of the kick. So 11-6, that's the score. In the bottom of the seventh inning.
Yeah, uncharacteristic miss there by Peterson. He's pretty accurate. That time, just pulling the ball to the left.
11-6, and this scoring update brought to you by Sun Rental, the proud supporter of Bulldog Sports since 1979. They rent everything under the sun. So the Bulldogs get absolutely manhandled for 20 minutes, but University only able to turn that into 11 points and really, when you think about it, Jay, they really only turned it into 5 points on offense, that unfortunate interception. But the Bulldogs were then able to sort of get that back. So, with the next offensive possession. So down five, the way University has controlled this game, if you can keep them out here in the last 2 minutes, you got to be feeling pretty good about yourself going into halftime if you're the Bulldog coaching staff.
Yeah, that's correct, Chris. I mean, really just dominated by the Titans here for the first, 20 minutes?
20
game.
Minutes, and, almost, yeah.
And then able to, bend but not break. They giving up, 3 points for a field goal, they had a couple missed field goals, is that correct?
Yeah, they missed two. They missed one, made one, and then the Bulldogs have given up a safety and a pick six.
Yeah. So Bulldogs should be pretty fortunate we'd be down five. So there's the kick coming, taken on the far side. Lots of running room for the return. 30, 40, 45, almost to midfield. They set up the return to the far side, and Peyton Vernier returned that. Good 30 yards, maybe 35, and that sets up the Titans again in excellent field position. And that's been one of the main issues for the Bulldogs as well tonight. I think that the Titans have run about three or four plays on their own side of the field.
They haven't run very many, Chris, and that right there, just a great return by the return guy. It's a good block, and as the Bulldogs kind of get sucked into that far, this near side, Chris, he'll use his speed to get out down the field on a nice return.
1:37 left. See if the Bulldogs can keep him out of the end zone and from scoring. Back past Morris. He looks. He throws. He's got a man. It's caught. He breaks the tackle. He steps away from another guy. He's got room. 30, 20, 10, 5, still on his feet, and finally wrestled down inside the 10. Tag Benefield has to come all the way from his linebacker position, and that's just a case of shoddy tackling and something that should have been a 3-yard gain turning into something far too big.
Yeah, again, Chris, corner's just not reading the play, and that's just common IQ. As a receiver comes out 5 yards off the ball, it's your guy, and you're still in the back pedal. You get 15 yards in, that ball just kind of thrown out there pretty soft, and you come up and you overrun the play. The receiver makes a good, somewhat of a nice move, but he ended up, should have been about a 5-yard completion or an incompletion. It ends up being a 50-yard play,
nearly about almost exactly. So 1:04 left. Titans forced to call another timeout because they don't have the right personnel grouping on the field. We'll keep it here with 1:04 left. Remind you that we've got the Mountain West Bank halftime show coming up here in just the next moment or two. Jalapeno's stat page will break for ABC News as well. We'll have last week's Sayers Jeweler Player of the Game. Thanks again to Sayers Jewelers for bringing the Sayers Jewelers Player of the Game back, and all of our sponsors, like Jalapeno's for the stat page, our pre, half, and post-game sponsors, Yokes, Mountain West Bank, and Pierce Auto Center, helping bring you Bulldog football once again here on KSPT and Rock 103 in my 34th year of broad. No, I guess maybe it's not quite that many. But
you had a little break in there, right?
There was a break. I've had a couple of breaks, yeah. But
it's been a long time.
Over 30 years ago I started. Let's just put it that way. After your glorious career ended.
There you go. Glorious. Those were the days.
Yes, they were. All right, there's a hand up the middle. Not much doing. Bulldogs snuff it out. Second and goal coming up. As that time, Gilbert trying to pick his way through the Bulldog defensive line. And after he stopped and stuttered, stepped sideways, the gap got closed down. So second down coming up. 45 seconds and rolling. Titans with down to one timeout because they've had to call a couple of them with personnel issues.
Yeah, look for them. The quarterback looked at that far side of the field. Looks like Harrison. He's been the victim so far. They've been going right after him. So
they try the quarterback sneak up the middle, and it is not happening as Brandon Casey just grabbed the back of the quarterback's jersey and said, I don't think you're going anywhere, and pulled him back. So third and goal with 17 seconds left on the clock.
Boy, one-handed. You see that on his back, one-handed. And, that quarterback, he's not a small guy either. He's, almost 200 pounds, 6 foot tall. And that tells you the strength right there, Brandon Casey.
It sure does. And he is definitely one of the guys who, Coach Knowles was talking about being an all-star in the weight room. And that's an indication right there for you with what he did in that particular play especially. And right now it sets up a real interesting situation for U-High. With 17 seconds left on the 5-yard line, you have the option of run or pass. But if you run and you don't make it, you can't spike it. You're not going to get field goal on. You're probably only going to get one play. If you run it, you're either going to get in or you're going to come up short. So I would imagine that you're going to have a rollout and a run-pass option for the quarterback trying to get it to number three on the far side.
Boy, Chris, you're exactly right. That's try to use up as much of that field as you can. Watch the tight end come out in the flat.
They hand it off up the middle, and it's not going to happen. They're not going to get into the end zone, and this clock is going to run out before U-High can get another play. They're trying to call timeout. They don't have a timeout. They're out of timeout.
Right.
How can they call timeout? The timeout, at least it says they're at zero on the far side. They must have had one. I thought they called three already. But now they're going to have to go for the field goal. Well, their scoreboard is incorrect. Let's put it that way.
Well, I think, Chris, on the extra point, I think the Bulldogs called the timeout, but they pointed the wrong direction there.
I think you're right.
I see Knowles called a timeout on the sideline, but they did point towards the Titans,
yep.
And then I think the scoreboard even saw it, too, and that took it away, but it was actually a Bulldog timeout. Bulldog timeout, so they did have one left.
So that was the only timeout the Bulldogs called then, was that one. Must be, because they still have two left with 3 seconds left. So, again, the Bulldogs, living on the edge, figure out a way to somehow make this a field goal attempt.
And their
kicker has struggled. I was watching him in the pregame, and he was nailing them. But so far, he's got a little bit of the low and left. Something I know about on the golf course.
This is a different. Is it
no, same
left?
Guy, 33. Same yeah. Their kicker is Curtis Drews. And he's got it blocked.
Pick it up.
The Bulldogs do pick it up, and they're running it the other way. The Titans don't understand what's happening and running it, returning it for a two. The Bulldogs are going to get a touchdown out of this.
That's a touchdown. Jeez.
Bulldogs block the kick. It's not an extra point. It's a field goal. That's a live ball. Just like that, the Bulldogs take the lead, returning it for a touchdown. Wow. For the Bulldogs.
Boy, Tyler Lehman. Heads up. Everybody else was celebrating the block kick. And boy, Tyler Lehman comes from about 10 yards away and scoops it up. And that's crazy.
The Titans acted like it was an extra point.
Yes.
But it was a field goal. That's a live ball. And after dominating the entire first half, the Titans are going to go in down at least one. Unbelievable.
Wow.
That's high school football right there for you.
Whoa.
That's a first game oopsie for the Titans. They won't do that again. They're probably going to hear about that in the locker room. Extra point is up, and this one is good. So the half ends on a Bulldog defensive touchdown, 13-11. The Bulldogs scrape out the lead at the halftime. We've got our Mountain West Bank Halftime Show coming up next here on KSBT and Rock 103.